Let's go back to the phone lines by way of our next guest, Elliot Shure Parks. We can officially say we'll open up training camp for us right now with Elliot, brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. By the way, Seltzer, how unbelievable is it that the injury has occurred? I mean, it's both
expected and unbelievable. I don't know how that's possible, but it's both things.
And I know Spike's going to act like I'm making this up. I know he is. I'm not making it up. All right? There's an injury. We're trying to figure out what's going on. Let's talk to Elliot right now. Elliot, good morning, buddy.
Man, do you remember back in the day when Joe Banner used to hate when another team stole the headline from the Eagles? I feel like the NovaCare has to be shaking right now with the news of your injury.
It is nuts, man. It's a funny way to frame it.
Sorry to hear it.
No, I appreciate that, man. I do. But, you know, tough guys, you know, keep going. And that's what my aim will be.
So what are you planning to do?
Try to keep going.
The good news is you don't have a season coming up. So you literally just have to do these next three things and you can pretty much rest the rest of your life.
That's true.
So I wouldn't worry about being healthy a year from now. It's about right now.
That's a fair point, man.
Leave it all out on the field, buddy.
Yeah. All right, so, Elliot, let's talk training camp, man. This is awesome. Eagles at camp, at least in the next couple hours. I keep saying that. Next couple hours. Tell us when those next couple hours are. When do they arrive?
Yeah, so they'll be reporting this morning. They'll obviously go to the NovaCare. All the players are expected to report, which I know we all assumed, but is worth noting when you consider all the – just in their own division, the contract issues they're having, Terry McLaurin, Micah Parsons. So all 90 players are expected to report. They'll have a team meeting. They'll, you know, do their medical check-ins. And then tomorrow, first practice, 10 a.m. So it's not like the old days where we used to park outside of the Lehigh dorms and watch them walk in. We won't get any access today. But tomorrow they'll hit the field, and I'll obviously be there.
Is there a conditioning test today, Elliot, or tomorrow, or is that a thing of the past as well?
Yeah, I would assume the conditioning test is today. You know, I know in the past, I think a few years ago, Goddard failed it because he misunderstood the directions or something like that. But I would assume all 90 players will be out on the practice field tomorrow.
And
well,
you'll have the results of that, right?
Well, those are private, right?
Well, the results will be who's on the field and who's not, right?
So I think it gets out there who's failed their conditioning test.
Yeah, so tomorrow, like I keep saying all 90 players, but N'Kobe Dean, I'd assume today you'll probably get the news that he is going to start training camp on PUP. So probably won't be all 90, but they'll all report.
Yeah. Elliot, let's talk about where this thing starts, maybe even before the conditioning, which will be a Sirianni address to the team. James brought up earlier that this is one of the most intriguing things from his standpoint, how Sirianni will attack this. Because obviously they've struggled in past years when getting to the Super Bowl the next year. Do you think he stays pretty consistent with what he's done, or there's a newfangled message that's like the new? Because like, I don't remember Tough Detail Together until last year. I don't remember You Can't Be Great Without the Greatness of Others until last year. But then he's got a stuff he's been using for 4 years. Which bag of tricks do you think he reaches into to try to reach these guys in a maximum way?
Yeah, so just from being around Nick this offseason, I think the message that he's going to probably preach this year is sustained success. I don't think you'll hear him talk a lot about repeating. I don't even think you'll hear him use those words or that word intentionally. So I think the message is going to be about sustaining the success. And, you know, not just from being around Nick, but from being around the team this offseason, I really do feel like they are confident they have found the blueprint on how to win. And I think the message from Nick will be, we know what it takes to be successful. And so we have to come in and do those same things every day that we've been doing so that we can have the same type of success. So obviously baked in there is a message of we can do this again. But I think the stronger message from Nick, what I expect him to say to the players is we have the blueprint. It's about doing what we've done and not looking ahead to just getting to the Super Bowl, which I think they probably did too much of in 2023.
Do we have the players it takes to be successful at the strong safety position right now, Elliot?
I don't think so. Not right now. I mean, there's certainly players with some intriguing upside. Andrew Mukuba obviously signed his rookie deal yesterday. He'll be at training camp. And I think they expect him to start. My guess is they're hoping that when camp breaks and they start to prepare for week one, they'll have Andrew Mukuba there as the starter. I know.
So he beats out Sidney Jones very shortly after camp starts.
Sidney Brown. But
Sidney Brown.
Sidney Jones, a throwback there. That's bit of a different situation. But Sidney Brown, I really don't think he has a very strong grip on the starting job. I wouldn't even completely rule him out as a potential trade candidate. We've seen that Fangio likes the guys he likes and doesn't like the guys that he doesn't trust. And they've had an opportunity to put Sidney Brown out there last year, and they really didn't, right? So I think he will obviously be given a chance in camp, but if they get to the second week and they're not liking what they see, it would not surprise me if they bring somebody in or they make a trade. But I think Mukuba is the leader in the clubhouse right now.
I'm fascinated. I think we're all fascinated by what's going to happen on the outside, cornerback-wise.
Yeah.
Kelee Ringo, outside cornerback, is that his job to lose starting camp, basically blocking Cooper DeJean in base situations?
So I think in base, Cooper will be out there. Cooper and Quinyon Mitchell will play 100% of the defensive snaps. That's going to be the plan. They're going to want him out there. Now, the question is when they go to nickel, which is essentially their base, right? They're going to play it probably over 75% of the time this year, if not more. So I think it will be Kelee out there to begin training camp. I do think it's his job to lose. The player I would keep an eye on, we haven't talked about a ton, is Mack McWilliams. Obviously not an early draft pick, but he was really good at the Senior Bowl. We've seen them really, put a lot of stock into Senior Bowl performances. He's someone that's played on the outside. He's played on the inside. And I thought he looked good in the offseason workout that we were able to attend. So I think if they had to play a game today, it would be Kelee on the outside, Cooper and Nickel and Quinyon on the other side. But if Mack McWilliams looks really good in Nickel and Kelee struggles, it wouldn't completely shock me if Cooper stays on the outside and Mack McWilliams gets that Nickel job.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. And what about Perry Nickerson? Perry Nickerson also, guy who is a Nickel back by trade.
Yeah, so I think what he has going for him is he's been around Fangio for 2 years. He was with Fangio in Miami, but we saw last year that history didn't really get him much, right? If I remember correctly, he was on the practice squad all year. So I think he's somebody that, best case scenario, maybe makes the roster. But I think if Perry Nickerson is playing this year, they've not been able to sustain success if he's playing.
Elliot Short Park's with us right now. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. Started training camp today. We also have our Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Get 0% financing for 36 months and $1,000 bonus cash on select new Silverados. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question: if only one of the teams, our teams, could win a championship in the next 365 days, which one would you prefer it be? We've put them in order of how they will be sequenced moving forward. Phillies, Eagles, Flyers, Sixers. Which would you rather see win the next title if only one of them wins it in the next 365 days? Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Elliot, let's talk about the first-round draft pick. I think it is obvious that Jahad Campbell only became a first-round draft pick for the Eagles because of injury. Otherwise, someone would have gobbled him up 10 or 15 picks earlier. Are you hearing anything about when we may see him on the practice field?
Yeah, I think he'll be on the practice field tomorrow. It's a matter of what he does. Will he be a full participant? That I'm not sure of. But I'm very confident he will be active and playing week one against Dallas.
Wow.
So the question is really, what will his role be? And if I had to guess right now how this thing will play out, I think maybe he's limited tomorrow. Maybe they take him slow. But I think week one against Dallas, he will be out on the field in certain sub-package situations. I don't think he'll be a starter in week one. I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I don't think that's where this is going. But I think he will be an active member of the defense. He'll blitz the quarterback. They'll put him in certain obvious maybe run situations if they're comfortable with him in there. But yeah, I feel good about where Jahad Campbell is at, and I think the team does as well.
So does he line up as an off-ball inside backer to start?
Well, I think it depends. So right now, obviously they'll play two linebackers the vast majority of snaps. And I think it'll be Trotter calling the defense and Zach Bond off of him. So those will be the two right now. That's what I expect to see tomorrow. Wow. So the question will really be, how quickly does Jahad Campbell pick it up? And I just think with how much Fangio values practice reps, the fact that he will have not gotten all off season. Now, Fangio has worked with him one-on-one at some of these practices. So, you know, it's not like he's not practicing, but Trotter's been here for a full year. You know, he has experience. So I would be surprised if Jahad Campbell is one of the two starters week one, but I do think they will find ways to get him on the field. And really his best role is disruption. Like that's what he's good at now. He is good at just causing disruption. And so I don't think you have to be a full-time starter to do that. I think they can put you in situations that allow you to do that.
We've heard the name Smile Mondon a lot. How does he factor into that competition as well? You know, fifth round draft pick this year compared to Trot Jr., who was a fifth round pick last year.
Yeah, so he is a better athlete than Trotter Jr. You can just look at him physically. He's closer to Bond, I would say, athletically than he is Trotter in terms of build. Trotter's more of a N'Kobe type. I think Mondon is more of the Zach Bond body type. Not as big, but I think more long that way. And what they really like about him is his football IQ. He obviously played at a top-level program in Georgia. He played, I think, almost every defensive snap there. So they feel confident about his football IQ. I just think he's got too many people in front of him to win a job, but I expect him to be more than likely active week one. I think he can be a great special teams player for them. And then you never know, maybe injury, he gets in there. But yeah, definitely a player I'm excited to watch.
Elliot, let's talk about Jalen Hurts. I am curious if you think he will privately or publicly be any different. I mean, he seems to be wired the way he's wired, but he's now won a bowl, which some could say might make him more relaxed. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean, you know, more relaxed. Maybe lets his guard down more publicly, maybe doesn't. How do you think winning the Super Bowl will change him either privately or publicly with how he presents himself?
So it's a great question. And I think that after they lost that Super Bowl in 2022, you know, we spent so much time talking about why did he seem different, right? Because the Jalen I heard about prior to that 2022 Super Bowl was not the Jalen I heard things about after the 2022 Super Bowl. And if you remember, prior to the last Super Bowl, the night before, he talked about how that loss changed him, right? And you could just see it, right? Once you get that answer, if that's what it was, you can see why he was the way he was the last 2 years. Now, will he be different? I would be pretty surprised if, you know, he holds court at the podium tomorrow and he's cracking jokes. And, you know, I just don't think that's who he's ever going to be. But I think the other question, too, is with Brandon Graham gone, and I know he'll be around, but he's not on the team anymore. Brandon was Jalen's closest confidant on the team, and you can just see they're around each other all the time. So I do think Brandon being gone might force him to, you know, I don't want to say like hang out with different people, but maybe force him into maybe an uncomfortable place he wasn't when Brandon was here. So it's a great question. I don't know the full answer to it yet, but it is an intriguing story going into the season.
Yeah, it's important. Elliot, who's the leader on defense? Is it Zach Bond or is it someone else?
I think it's Zach Bond. I think Slay was kind of the leader last year. But I think Bond, you know, you can just see the way they promote him. You look at some of the mic'd up footage, how talkative he is. I think someone like Nolan Smith could step into that role. You would obviously like Jalen Carter to do it. But Bond, even though he hasn't been here as long as those guys, he has been in the league longer. And I just think he has more of a leadership personality. So Bond definitely up there. Reed Blankenship, I think, is an underrated leader on this team. But yeah, it's definitely a year where some of these young guys, they're going to find out who has leadership ability and who doesn't.
Yeah. All right, Elliot, last thing. Which reporter amongst your brethren in that Eagles reporting group will be the first to ask Nick Sirianni if he's playing the starters in the first preseason game? And when does that question first get asked, which Nick Sirianni will not answer? When does that moment occur?
Well, I got news. I can make it happen tomorrow if you want. So I can control
good luck,
this
buddy.
Answer. Yeah.
Dude, I dare you. I'll give you $100 tomorrow.
$100
if you ask him if Saquon Barkley. Ask him if Saquon's going to play in the first Eagles preseason game. $100, Elliot.
I mean, I've done worse for less than 100.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Elliot, stay well. We look forward to you on the beat, your practice report stats, and obviously joining the program many, many times over the next couple weeks alone. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Good stuff, buddy. Good stuff.